Blog Talk Radio.
You know we are.
What I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm pushing in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another time I'm turning up and so I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
What I'm twisting in my goo, it got me out of control. Mix the lil, this and that, and out of room moving slow. You ain't heard about my team, yeah, we doing the most. The DJ scream my name when I walk through the door. You know my eyes real low, but my Ray-Bans on. See, I'm gon' take these off soon as they play my song. Cause I want all y'all to see me, see the way that I'm cheaping. I'm Susana Khalifa, I'm blowing loud by the speakers. If she wrong, if she pole, then you got you a keeper. If she don't, if she won't, then you know you should leave her. I'm slutting black after black, I'm from the land of Katrina. They ask me if I've been drinking, you see the way that I'm leaning, I mean it.
I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm pushing in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another shot, I'm turning up and so I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
They gon' buy it from the bar, but see we pull by the ounce. If you don't understand my language, you should come to the south. They be talking about some women, I be bringing them out. I got a couple pre-rolled in my LV pouch. They say I'm always on deck, and I put that on my set. Cause I be grinding for real, and now it's time to collect. I'm on that turn up juice, she wanna turn up too. I got that drink, I got that greenery, it's orange and blue. I put my L up in the air because I'm fresh out the boot. She get on top and she gon' ride it like she know what to do. It's like I'm out of control, don't pop no molly, oh no. Don't need no molly to roll, I'm on that juice and I'm throw, you know.
What I'm pouring in my cup, it got me out of control. What I'm pushing in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another shot, I'm turning up and so I'm out of control. I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
Cup, it got me out of control. What I'm pushing in my blunt, it got me out of control. She do whatever just for us because she's out of control. Another shot, I'm turning up and so I'm out of control.
I'm on that turn up juice, turn up juice, turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up, that turn up juice, turn up juice, that turn up.
Got me fucked up, like I don't pop off.
Listen, I'll rob a nigga if I have to. Run up on your block and get it poppin' if I have to. All up in your spot like fuck the knockin', I'ma blast too. Catch you in the shower and go psycho in your bathroom.
Hear my stomach growling, right? Full moon, let me take you to the
Keeping it 1,000 as long as I breathe. I gig on these niggas as I'm dancing a jig. Leave the weapon when I press a bullet to me rig. Watch as I yoke, leave that A-frame broke. No joke, hoes giving breath, I'm blowing their minds. Truckin' rollin' out like Optimus Prime. Dive in, let's begin the session and the lesson. A fool on the mic, a G in the street. Going ham on the track, no Swiss on my beat. What's up, potty, you ain't fuckin' with me. Sideways on that ass, I stay M.O.B. Smoking, drinking, counting Ben Franklin, shitting on niggas, is that you stankin'? What's up, poppin', you ain't fuckin' with me. Sideways on that ass, I stay M.O.B. Smoking, drinking, counting Ben Franklin, shitting on niggas, is that you stankin'? I talk that shit, cause I'm so legit. Gallagher in the booth, I'm a llama as I spit. Realer than reality, too much for your cavalry. A CEO paying my own salary. Getting my weight up so I'm not counting calories. Family ties that bind Alice Keaton on mine. A headliner, so no Drake when I shine. Seeing colors like an aura when a motherfucker rhyme. Puzzle like a stamp, getting licked by a tramp. Take off like a ramp, BMG is the camp. Known for doing the most, raise your glass in a toast. Bringing back that mob to the fucking West Coast. Dope ass music, better remember the name. Parking brothers, who's banking wrong in the game? A fool on the mic, a G in the street. Going ham on the track, no Swiss on my beat.
I know what it is. It's another Friday, and actually, I came on two Fridays in a row, so clap it up for me. Y'all know that's rare lately, as of lately, but I'm here. I'm in the building. Y'all know who it is. It's Mr. Everything, the Cold Witch, Shadow Weed, Gorilla, Crusty Catalyst. You can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to sit in the groove so fucking smooth. Be aware I'm the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next up below. Lego, and y'all know if y'all don't like that.
Look, fuck you. Fuck the plane you flew in on. Fuck them shoes. Fuck the socks with the bell on it. Fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent. Fuck them cheap-ass cigars. Fuck your yuck mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Stop that shit, my nigga. Yes, we in the motherfucking building and everything. We're gonna talk about a certain topic that is near and dear to my heart, because some shit is just out of line nowadays. It's really out of line. So we're gonna address it tonight, and what that topic is thirsty ass niggas, these thirsty ass broads out in these streets. We need to talk about this. It's a must. So definitely, we're going to have some shit talking tonight. Carter Blue going to be here talking her man-hating shit. Dope Ass Music going to be here later and everything. He going to talk his shit and everything. I know them two are coming. I know they're going to talk their shit. So it's going to be a great fucking discussion. I don't know who else going to show up tonight and everything, talk their shit. But, yeah, it's going to be an epic event. So, I don't know what's going to go on, but we're going to address this fucking topic. And I'm going to tell y'all why in a minute while I'm talking about thirsty shit. We're going to get into it later, but I'm going to do what y'all came here for. I'm going to play the music and shut the fuck up. Now, the two songs I'm about to play, I don't know which one I want to play, and that's real funky. So, matter of fact, shout out to Myla J, because this song brings back memories of me I ain't gonna front me and my old lady, well, my ex old lady, everything. This was pretty much us. So I'm gonna just rock it out like that. Smoke, drink, break up. Milo J, you know who it is. You rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
Yo, I know, you know, you ain't right. Please stop, I know where you was last night. And if you gon' lie, then at least be good. I heard you was in your old hood. I thought we were past these days. No more games, I believe. So now what I hate the most is I think you're so smart. You think you're fooling me.
Yeah. But I know, you know, I ain't white. No other chick but you, shawty. I ain't tripping off you, shawty. Heard him in my old hood, but I ain't trip when you party. Love hurts and I feel your pain. Through all the fame, I still remain the same, same, same. I did. Then I came home and I still explain. All you heard about, you gonna let the thugs come to your lane? Or you gonna let it just die on me? Hold it down and come ride for me. Whoa!
Now if my tears don't mean nothing, don't insult me with lies. And if you want me,
I want you to stay.
yes. We back in the building all crazy, you know what I mean? First song was... Hold on, I had to check on something on Instagram. Yeah. They love me on Instagram right now. I don't know why, but I guess it's because I've been sporting suits for a couple days. Yeah. But first song was Motley J, you know what I mean? Smoke, Drink, Break Up. Second song was My Baby, She's Back. Jasmine Sullivan, Dumb, featuring Meek Mill. And third song was Adriana Carter, Stay. So that's how we rocking out tonight. We gonna bring y'all them tunes that y'all love. We gonna talk that shit that y'all love. It's gonna be like that. So shout out to me, shout out to everything I'm doing. Like shout out to my team, Shadow E All Day. Y'all know what we do. Tomorrow, shooting more videos. Yes, we've been shooting for the past couple weeks. Everything. We trying to definitely hit y'all like crazy this year. Like this summer, like we took off for a minute. So we don't like a long hiatus like that. So since we did take a long hiatus, we about to hit y'all hard with a whole bunch of tracks, mixtapes, videos, all that. And we about to get it popping, most definitely. Y'all already. Like we already got Tizzler drawing out the Y'all track. That's on fire. Y'all definitely need to go check that out. YouTube Tizzler, Tizzer, Y'all. Directed by Shadowy Media and everything. Go check that out. It's dope. Crazy. We're gonna have It's Time coming out very soon. We got the Cannon Freestyle coming out very soon. We got tomorrow, we're supposed to be shooting Set It Off, Asphalt, the Veterans Joint. That's crazy, motherfucker. We got the Maze Joint, that's Old Flame and Bobby De Niro. That's crazy. I mean, we got a lot of crazy tracks coming out. So, stay tuned in the Shadowy because, he does this. But other than that, I'm about to get into it like a Shadowy break. Like, so we about to play some brand new Shadowy shit like Old Flame, Bobby De Niro, some Tizzler. We're going to rock out like that. So y'all know what it is. You're rocking with the show. It's Next to Blow. Lag out.
Sitting in the cut, one deep, just me and my hoodie, bitch. Emerge from the shadows like what's good, bitch. Like that 4-5, get on that tookie shit and be out for blood. A gang of monsters in your cookie shit. You talk sweet, I wonder how tight your pussy is. I'm a vet, more weight than one, losing the only thing I'm a rookie with. Kidnap your wife, have like 9 dice, fuck her with a wooden dick for 10 hours straight, picking at random which hole to put it in. Spinning pad on maxi, I could flow for weeks like a coastal beast. Searching for a primordial beast, it's more than you see. But I'm purely discreet with a 40 and reach. And I ain't talking 40 OZs, pop your top and you get wasted. See, I surely don't drink. Due to the war in the streets and the horror I've seen during my tour overseas, I've been more of a piece with just a quarter of weed. Half of mine still intact, I can slaughter a beat. So raise your glasses, motherfuckers, and let me close the beat.
I know a couple niggas from the back. So let me ask you what the fuck I got to worry about. I know a couple niggas from the back. So let me ask you what the fuck I got to worry about. I know a couple niggas from the back. So I know a couple niggas. Found my head to the left somebody carried out. So let me ask you what the fuck I got to worry about.
Look into my eyes and tell me what you see. A man of the least, an uncaged beast. Nigga, my heart froze. It speaks out of anger. I'm lethal injection. I see your soul scream out in danger. Don't try to play me. The guard slatted, my bars batter. The hard stab, I got it locked. The far backer. Run through spots to get the sack. A hard tackler. Hard jabber. Y'all mad, a hard factor. The mind of a lyrical killer. These are the words from my mental dispenser. Feel like I'm the most consistent of sinners. Mama, pray for your child. Cause if I can't call what I got, I'm going away for a while. Side switches, don't fuck with you, a done deal. No fabrication, ask about me, son, real. It's real when I off your ass. I'm that black cat that you don't want to cross your path.
So I know a couple niggas from the back. So let me ask you what the fuck I got to worry about. I know a couple niggas from the back. So let me ask you what the
fuck I got to worry about. I know a couple niggas from the back. So I know a couple niggas, so I know a couple niggas, so I know a comma head the lesson by grade out. So let me ask you.
So I know a couple niggas from the back. Block be in the trap, but they selling crack. Rockin' no fronts and no shorts, you get your ass dropped. The only question left is, do you got cash? If not, hit the road, you can keep walking. Cause if it ain't money, what language is you talking? That's just how it is, and it's how I feel. All I speak is dollar, comma, dollar, period, a mil. Young in the body, grown in the mind. Spent most my life either fucking or rolling dimes. Used to fuck other niggas' wifeys, but I was fucking mine. Got so much head from bitches, almost drove me out of mind. Nigga on the roof, off that juice with a 30-eye. Now my head to the left, somebody carried out. Most niggas softer than the ones in the furry side. So let me ask you, what the fuck I got to worry about?
So I know a couple niggas from the back. So I know a couple niggas from the back. So I know a couple niggas from the back. Be in the trap, boy, they selling crack. So let me ask you, what the fuck I got to worry about? So let me ask you, what the fuck I got to worry about? Nigga on the roof, off that juice with a 30-eye.
Okay, I know this ain't Shadowy, but this is a special request to Carter Blue. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Ride. All jokes aside, your man ain't home, it's fucked tonight. I got the text, don't play with me. I'm at the W for two nights, you stay with me. I'm kissing you, you kissing me. I'm missing you, you missing me. Champagne, couple candlelit. I'm a grown ass man, I can handle it. Let me rub you down, smoke a couple, rinse some water, pour some bubbles, and throw you in, wash you off, take you out,
then what?
Dry you off, lay you down, wear you out, and all I need for you to do, cooperate, and I can be your doctor, let me operate. I go so deep off in that her legs shake. We fucking to the bed break.
You should be
killing me,
touching me,
constantly.
I should be
fucking you all night,
you should be
telling me
how deep this
thing should be.
Oh, la, la.
Fucking you so right, so
cause I've been thinking about it all day. Everything that I'm gonna do, so hurry up, stop playing. I know you want to fly through, cause
you should be killing me,
touching me,
constantly.
I should be
fucking you.
Still taking my time, kissing her high, licking her low. I can tell by her eyes, she's feeling the vibe, it's turning her on. She cute in the face, thick in the waist, I'm hugging them hips. She curling the toes, I enter her eyes, biting her lips. She got some nice, not too tight, just right. I'm talking wet, gushy all night. She watched me push it in, and pulled it out. She's from up north, but love them niggas from the south. Hitting her from the back, making that ass clap. All in the air, pulling her hair, making that ass clap.
What?
Ow. And girl, you know what I'm talking about. The things I do is guaranteed to make you shout. So baby, come over, let's take it there. And wherever you wantin' to go, I can take you there. But now I gotta leave, but won't be gone too long. Cause all that I keep thinking about is the hook to this song.
Killing me, touching me,
constantly.
I should be
fucking you all night.
You should be
telling me
how deep this thing should be.
Oh,
fucking you so right.
Cause I've been thinking about it all day. Everything that I'm gonna do, so hurry up, stop playing. I know you want it, so glad through.
Cause you should be
killing me,
touching me,
constantly.
I should be
fucking you all night.
Alright, now we getting back to Shadowy. Scissor, y'all.
Step up and get crushed. I got an issue with trust, but Drizzy ain't influenced that. Had a gutter red circle, I weeded out them sewer rats. Buzz went away, they looking at me like I'm new to rap. Guess I should start zipping up the bag on these foolish cats. I put them under, but you won't see them grow though, cause you only live once. Tomato, bitch, YOLO. Stepping up the scissor, Nissy, no, that's the no-go. You be better off trying to eat sticker out of Pogo. Solo, I pull a hood chick to swim in. She bad, but she never asked for forgiveness. Swag got them hooked, so they all on my balls. One suck, she copy and paste, she dig me. Simmons, ooh, thinking I'm not nice, got you fooled. Money, I'm no EDQ, you get schooled. It's a lot of stuff, like I'm not that dude. But then they wonder what's the next beat that I ain't gonna chew. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. Curtain closed, show's over, I'm done with y'all, niggas. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. All alone, cause I ain't got no trust in y'all, niggas. Word on the slizzy, it's tender, it's getting busy. And niggas hit me cause they know I'ma do that track shitty. Stays on my grizzly, blaze off that sticky. Sippin' on something age classic, J's and bumpin' Biggie, yeah. This bad boy produced that good music, so y'all take that. While I do it, B.I.G. boy, I'm so gasoline, boy. That beat is fire, and I was causing the heat, boy. Now watch me set this bitch off. 5 alarm, fucking off at niggas with no firearm. I'm riding on them, so control how you cruising. I'm drunk off on my bullshit, niggas catch Hadoukens when I lose it off for something stupid. So don't be a doofus, no, don't do that at all. I hang with niggas that don't mind getting them gas involved. I'm in the lights, they bright and flashy like an Audemars. Hoping bigs don't use my bars against me in a court of law. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. Curtain closed, show's over, I'm done with y'all, niggas. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. Hold my royal flesh, don't bluff for y'all, niggas. Yeah, fade it up. X-rated up, don't you leave your lady, bro. I'm saying I will be taking her. Eyes a little out, you know I'm kinda hazy up. Showdown, baby, I got a watch where I'm taking her. I put on for my city, I'm really a great. Niggas play legends, play me and they really relate. Talk down on me, oh please, you must think it's really a game. I'm a grown man, that's something that I ain't gon' play. Cause these niggas my sons, so that shit upsets me. Cause they soft shit, oh well, back to being a deadbeat. Cause nothing I produce is less than deadly. So for these trash ass rappers, hit my junkyard medley. A lot changed, Mike's not so friendly. But everything that's coming out my mouth, so catchy. Haters gon' hate, but that's something I'm not stressing. I'm invading their brain waves, remember me. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. Curtain closed, show's over, I'm done with y'all, niggas. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Please stay up on my lane, I don't fuck with y'all. Time's up for y'all, shit getting rough for y'all, niggas. Play me, AP, I'm rushing y'all, niggas. I'm crushing y'all, niggas, I'm crushing y'all. Test peace, silly chill, no love for y'all. I had enough for y'all, niggas, I'm done with y'all. I am heaven to Atlantis above on y'all, niggas.
Shadowy, OG Nitty, what up?
Hey, AC, what up?
Team Nitty Radio. No, we got you.
Yo, Flame, what up?
Can I start this off?
Yes, sir.
Cause put that B-O-E. Yeah, bars over everything. Lyrical murder, put a hit out on point. The mainstream. H-I-P, H-O-P, C-B-D-I-E. We reppin' that B-O-E.
See, allow me break the news. This is Shadow World Order, and everybody in my clique got a mental disorder. See, I always been a cannon, even in the nursery. Always been a problem, so Flame was worse than me. Some like attract me, Got the competition running with the bubble gut, cause of the shit, and we coming. This a bar mitzvah, pass me my yarmulke. Blow so out of this world, Andromeda. Niggas cheated at mad, but they ain't going bad. This is ISS, they so out of class. It must be very scary to see these bodies buried, cause I spit like I got you in Canaan. Mariah Carey, niggas getting pumped up. Who you tryna scare? This shit'll get grizzly with these arms I bear. Harlem Hospital got beds, but they're critically impaired. I hear you luck, but so does Christiana Care. See, flow so sick, tuberculosis. Get addicted to these bars, lyrical cirrhosis. Team Murder 1. Got these rappers stressed and my whole squad down. We all got depression. Back on my infernal shit. Pyro by the third degree is a doctor in the house for this lyrical surgery. Y'all niggas is blood work. I'm so illa. The Coachella, Shadow Gorilla, lyrical dope dealer.
I see my boss set of depressed alcoholic. Giving them shots, making these rappers forfeit they spot. Go and get all of them. King of the state. Rappers are just food on my plate. There's a party at my house, kid. Come and get played. You rappers are lame. No metaphors or schemes. My metal fours and ring, ring medals with beams infiltrated your team. What y'all mean? You rap about the streets at night, get locked up every week. Niggas still don't know your rights. Get your life right. No every night is mic night. No every night is fight night. No every night is fright night. With a Klondike that's a blind dyke. Who's here to get my mind right? On hindsight, that's 2020 vision. That's 20, yeah, 20 vision. With 20's long years of vision. Going wet, or tools dumping the fire. All you rappers is fire. This is Nitty for he created this fire. So no one blazing his beat. I cause a rage on the streets, it's daylight. Those bugs are fitting daylight. Where they hype? Man, I'm dumb being humble. I mean, I'm dumb being hungry. I mean, I'm ready to rumble. Which means I dare you to call me. I see y'all spend money to get spins. Spend money to get views, I get both. But spend no dough. Make a wake up on some no-dos. I'm out of this world. Your girl call me Captain Planet. I put on that Captain Planet. All inside her orbit. In the position that I shatter it. You know, Saturn. Saturn. Oh man, it's pattering. Stars all on her abdomen. Stabbing her like a javelin. She flooded like an avalanche. Screaming like a psychopath. Billy Jean, Michael Beth. Wherever these rappers go, I guarantee to hunt them. Get my flow with some stalking shit. For that B.O.E., yeah, buzz over everything. Lyrical murder, put a hit out on the mainstream. H.I.P., H.O.P., W.D.I.E., we reppin' that B.O.E.
And we back in the building, definitely. First song was Back Block, Bobby De Niro. Second song was a special request by for Carter Blue, which was Jody Breeze featuring August Alsina, All Night. Third song was Tizzer, Y'all. Fourth song was Cannon Freestyle, Myself, and Old Flame. Everything shadowy all fucking day. Y'all know what it is. But now we about to get into these calls. First person I'm about to bring on the line is the one who requested the special request. And that would be the little man hating Amazon, Carter Blue.
Well, hello to you too.
What's good, Carter?
What's up, Chris?
I'm chilling. And the second person I'm bringing on this line is, well, one of my partners in crime of being a complete asshole. I'm gonna let him introduce his damn self.
What it do? It's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No S's, no C. You know, Mr. Googleable. Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What's up, Crush? What's happening? What's up, Fire Blue?
Hey.
What's up,
Chris?
How you doing?
Man, you know what I'm saying? Just got done posting, you know what I'm saying, some free stuff on my SoundCloud, SoundClick, you know what I'm saying? right now I'm in my sample mode, so I'm sampling beats, and you know what I'm saying, and you know, I can't sell them shits, so I'm giving away for free. So if you want a hot ass, you know what I'm saying, beat for free, just right now is your chance to get it, because you know, my, you know, my modes change.
Can Carter Blue get a beat?
If I said it's free, what?
No, I want a personalized one.
Oh, that's not gonna happen. That's a minimum $500.
You know I'm good that for it.
Nah,
really? Damn, no kind of faith. But you see how many team members
we haven't heard these so-called skills yet, so therefore we don't trust.
Well, Tori heard me. He actually heard me for the first time the other day.
That's fine. Good for Maturi. I ain't heard.
Therefore,
I ain't heard shit.
Well, y'all gonna hear me. So y'all gonna hear me. But I'm saving it. I'm saving it. Yeah.
Again, me and Dope haven't heard it, so we don't believe you. You need more people.
Yeah, we need confirmation. Non-relatives.
Yeah.
Could you believe Matori when he said, "I ain't never heard my sister spit not one bar"? You believe that?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, we need somebody to confirm that you can rap and sing. We need confirmation.
Yeah.
All right, fine. All right, well, when the track come out, you're going to hear me.
But yeah.
Ew.
But on to the topic at hand. Basically, I got to do this for the topic at hand. Hello, I am Crush the Catalyst, and these are our headlines. Now, this headline that I was going to do, basically, it just grew a question in my mind. Shout out to the Breakfast Club, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God, DJ Envy, my favorite morning radio show. But I was listening to that the other day, and I came by a very disturbing clip. And so it was the Donkey of the Day, and I'm going to just play the Donkey of the Day so y'all can, better understand where I'm coming from with this. So I'm going to just play that now.
I was born a donkey. It's the Donkey of the Day.
That's pretty fun.
Charlamagne the Devil?
The Breakfast Club.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, June 20th goes to all you ladies who are on Facebook yesterday liking the mugshot of a young man named Jeremy Meeks, okay? It used to be a time in this country when so much depended on reputation that you would have to guard your reputation with your life. It used to be a time in this country when people actually cared about someone's character, but those days are long gone. I realize nobody cared anymore when the R. Kelly sex tape came out back in the day, and before the urine could even dry on that little girl, he had y'all stepping in the name of love like nothing happened. But back to the matter at hand. Yesterday, a mugshot of a man named Jeremy Meeks was posted on Facebook. Now, Jeremy was arrested on 5 weapons charges and 1 gang charge. Bet y'all didn't even care to read that, huh? Officer Joseph Silva has called Jeremy Meeks one of the most violent criminals in the area, and he is being held on a damn near $1 million bond, $900,000 to be exact. Now, you would think that if people read that and saw that mugshot, they would want nothing to do with that. But nope, not in 2014. Instead, Jeremy Meeks became an internet star yesterday because ladies thought he was handsome. They praised his high cheekbones and his chiseled face. And his striking blue eyes. You shut up, E. Okay? He looked like a beige blue-eyed pit bull to me, but I might just be hating.
Okay.
You're hating.
You are definitely hating.
You are definitely hating.
He actually looks like one of them damn zombies that were trying to kill Will Smith on I Am Legend, but I could be hating.
You're a hater.
Okay. But his mugshot on Facebook had over 33,000 likes.
Very good looking.
Over 10,000 comments. And was shared 3,300 times. Some of the comments were, wow, that is one good-looking mugshot. Another comment was, mama, I'm in love with a criminal. Officer Joseph Silver says no previous arrest photo has garnered so much positive attention since the department set up the Facebook page in 2012. That's the problem. Positive attention and mugshot should not be used in the same sentence. There's no such thing as a positive mugshot. It's a mugshot. It should not be comments on a mugshot like, this guy belongs in an Abercrombie & Fitch ad, or this guy should be on America's Next Top Model. How can you find a violent criminal with over 6 felonies? Cute. Ladies, come on, man. Times ain't that hard, is it? Is the drought of decent free men that serious that y'all on Facebook liking mugshots? What else y'all doing? Masturbating to Beyond Scared Straight? Huh? You're pulling out your sex toys when Lock Up Raw comes on MSNBC? Give all the chicks who like Jeremy Meek's pic on Facebook or commented on it or shared it the biggest hee-haw.
Happened to innocent until proven guilty?
Wait a minute now. 5 weapons charges, 1 gang charge.
He was taken into custody. He's just been charged.
He was picked up in a sweep. They came to get him. Okay. Now listen, the fact that he's a violent felon, that don't make his looks null and void.
I mean, he's still good looking. You can't take that away from him.
Well, you know what? I'm glad he looks good because he's gonna be a hit in prison. Right? Last thing you want to be in prison is good looking. Yeah, take them good looks. Go ahead, Jeremy Meek.
Yeah, that was a thing from the Breakfast Club. Charlamagne the Guy, Angela Yee, and DJ Envy on Power 105.1. Now, this is what I be talking about. The thirst of the world nowadays. Like shit is, motherfuckers call me, like, this is the thing, motherfuckers call me thirsty.
You are.
First of all, no, shut up. First of all, I need somebody to explain, like, okay, I can get a little parched at times, I admit, but it's niggas and chicks out here that damn near dying from dehydration. They have no water and they have no liquid in their body at all. They are dying. They cough up sand. They thirst. And this is just one of those things. Like, first of all, okay, you, what, y'all liking a mugshot, sharing a mugshot? Like, really? Are y'all that desperate, that sad nowadays? What a nigga look like posting a chick mugshot? Like, yo, shorty bad. And I bet a nigga would do some shit like that. I bet it's niggas that would do the same shit. Like, yo, she killed like 4 niggas, but damn, she bad.
But y'all say that all the time, though. Okay, let me just say this. I'm just going to say this and just make it real quick. He is cute. Yes. Now, would I date him and fuck him? No. But whoever released his mugshot is dumb as hell. But he is cute. He's eye candy. That's it. But I ain't gonna fuck him. All right, go ahead. Continue. What do you think, though?
It's a lot of things that I think are thirsty. But when I say it, I'm a hater now. So it's just a thing. It's just going to be a couple things I'm going to address tonight that I feel are thirsty, and that's what we're going to do. Carter can break down some things she feels thirsty, so we can all grow together by listing things that are thirsty, so we can all grow together and get some fucking water. Is that so hard?
Mm-mm.
I just want the world to get some fucking water.
Not at all.
Because I keep seeing, I really can't stand this shit.
What do you think about what you just heard?
Dope fell off.
Well, anyway.
They'll be back.
Oh. It's that Boost Mobile. That Metro. But what I think is that, honestly, my thing is, he's cute, okay? But here's the thing. Now, if I was to see him in person, I'm not going to be fucking him. You know what I mean? And that's the difference. Women like to fuck thirsty women, I should say. Fuck anything walking. You got to have class about yourself. That's it. That's where the thirst come in. You know, a lot of you hoes, that's exactly what the fuck you are. You need to stop that shit. Cut it out. Knock it off. Have some fucking dignity about your damn self. You know, that's it. I mean, that's just what it is. But, drink up.
So what we about to do is, me and Carter are going to devise a list and everything, and basically, and then we're going to, like, start breaking down what are thirsty. But right now, I'm going to get into another music break and everything. Shout out to my nigga Quills and everything. This is my fucking jam right now. I ain't no bullshit. This is my fucking jam. Don't be scared and everything. That's what it is. We rock for the show. It's next to blow. Leg out. DJ Dan, beat. Shut up.
I've been grinding a lot. I'm about that, getting the guap. Not to put you on the spot, but I'm trying to see if you buy that life or not. That thing look good, but is it? I'm trying to go ham like I'm fresh out of prison. Make you say, with no limits. Real deal, holy feel, no, it ain't a gimmick. Ooh, kill him. Pull so crazy, I'm never chilling. And ain't no telling when I've been sipping. Karate Kid with the game way high kicking. Funny, right? Enough with the jokes. Fitting to dive in, you ain't heard about the strokes. You good to go, or you chilling with your folks? You nicotine free, you don't want no smoke. Hold up. That thing poking, but I'm saying, what you gonna do with it? Stop playing. Like, really though, it should be. Gonna give it to me, don't be scared. Don't be scared. If you with it, then you with it, girl. Don't be faking. Don't be scared. Hold up. Don't be scared. Okay, let's get the show on the road. You playing shy, but you about to be exposed. You smell me, and ain't my cologne. Know what I'm talking about. I'm Mr. Milkbone. Don't be stiff, too much starch. Throw it at me, make sure your back arch. Go and hit me, I'll take it like a charge. Never thirsty, I'm far from parched. It's sick up, give me what you got. I'm sure you can make a G-shot like my watch. Sex over the top like a mock. Messy like a spell, so wipe me down like a mop. Guarantee I have you curl. Put a good name in you like a referral. Just squirrel, try and get another show world. Give me the light, don't play with it, girl. That thing poking, but I'm saying, what you gonna do with it? Stop playing. Like, really though, it should be. Gonna give it to me, don't be scared. Don't be scared. If you with it, then you with it, girl. Don't be faking. Don't be scared. Hold up. Don't be scared. It's your baby. It's your baby. When they holler who that is, it's your baby. It's your baby. It's your baby. It's your baby. When they holler who that is, it's your baby. Hold on.
Yeah, we back in the motherfucking building. Y'all know what it is. That was my nigga Quills. Don't be scared. You know what I mean? We back. Carter Blue in the building with me. Carter?
Yep.
Okay, I was just making sure you were there. But yeah, the topic tonight is thirsty. What do you believe is thirsty? We want to hear everybody's opinion. Topic tonight is thirsty. What do y'all believe is thirsty? Call in 718-664-9115. Press 1 to go live and state your opinion with us. You know what I mean? But we about to take it to the phone line. We're going to go to a New Orleans. Yeah, we're going to get into this 504-717. 504-717, you live with the show. It's next to Blow. State your name, who you be.
Well, what up, show, man? It's your dude, D-Day. Just hollering at y'all. You know what I'm saying?
What's goody, V-Day?
Not much, man. Just calling up to let y'all know, man. I appreciate y'all always spending my Turn Up Juice record. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate that support. You know what I'm saying?
Most definitely. Ever since I heard that, John, that thing's hard. Like, that's like it was like the perfect theme song. I was like, yo, I got to make this a theme song. So that's how it's been rocking ever since. Like, that's a theme song for this. So, definitely send me more music because I'm mad that's the only track I got from me. So, I definitely need more music from you.
I got you, baby. Just send me an email and stuff through Twitter. I'll get it all to you.
No doubt. But the topic tonight is thirsty. What do you believe is thirsty in this world right now? What is your definition of thirsty?
My definition of thirsty, as far as like, well, just period, I think it's just people that feed for attention from something, you know what I'm saying? Or not even some scenarios, people go bait for attention. Like chicks on Instagram, they post pictures half naked and all that. But when a dude come at them a wrong way, they say they thirsty. But at the same time, you shouldn't be posting them pictures, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you. That's the classic thirst trap. Carter, why do y'all do that?
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. When we do certain things like that, you know, advertise, you know, half the time we don't do that shit for y'all, okay? We do it for us.
Yeah, do it for all the females.
Wait. I'm not done yet. Then, on top of that, but on the other hand, you do have females that like to be in the spotlight. They're like, oh my God, look at me, I'm naked, come fuck me and, you know, fuck everything watching type, you know, you got them type of girls. But at the same time, it's like, come on, women, pull your shit together. Stop it. Knock it off. Put that shit off.
I just feel like a woman shouldn't even put none of that on the social media. You know what I'm saying? A woman gonna get addressed, you know, by how she presents herself. So if you don't present yourself like that, you can't expect dudes to address you like that. But if you do present yourself like that and you get addressed the wrong way, it's not necessarily the dude's fault. I mean, the dude shouldn't do you like that, but at the same time, it's like they might be thirsty for it, but you showing a cup of water, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
That is the most. That's the freshest way I ever heard it phrased.
But at the same time, it's like men treat women so bad nowadays. And not saying that, but you know, women do the same. But it's more of like
we're not saying that. we're not saying that. We're saying it like this. Okay. A duck can't be mad at somebody calling in a duck if it's perceiving itself as a duck. It's like a tiger can't get spots. A cheetah can't get stripes. If you if you're perceiving yourself as a loose girl or a hoe or whatever, we're going to think that because we don't know you. I mean, so we're going off of perception.
Yeah, but it takes a bold
sometimes
person.
Perception is reality. Most of the time reality. Alright, say a chick assed out all on Instagram, this and then a third. Say she got a master's degree and everything, graduated summa cum laude from Harvard. But if she got an asshole on Instagram, we don't know this chick, so therefore we're going to perceive her as a hoe, because right now you're looking like a hoe.
Okay, that here's the thing. See, yeah. It's going to take a real man, okay? A real man.
Let me get a black, small black mark.
Know her. And vice versa. Just like woman.
But if she perceives herself.
Wait. Time out. But the same thing goes for a woman. Now, if a real woman, you know, yeah, the man has probably been fucking slept with half the fucking people on the fucking planet, but, you know, that doesn't mean that he don't have a soft side. Maybe he just building up that wall or whatever the case is. But deep down, he really wants love, blah, 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 whoop-de-whoop. And she really gets to know him. You know what I mean?
We ain't talking about getting to know. We not talking about getting to know. We're talking about right there on social media. If she got her ass out, pussy out, and everything, she's sitting there playing with her titties for 15 seconds.
I was just going through my Instagram, okay? I see women on Instagram playing with herself. I see, you know, they stuff all out. Well, a guy is posting it, actually, with their ass all out and bent over and blah, 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 and all that other shit. Okay, well, then, you know what? That's your damn problem. If you don't want people to judge you, then don't be taking pictures like that.
Exactly.
And
that's the point I'm making.
Now, if you do, you know, it has to be, you know, if you're going to take pictures like that, do it for the person that you want to, that you're going to be with for a while. But it has to be an agreement with, you know, if you want to be that, you know, play that thirsty role, then do it with somebody that you're going to be with for a while. You know what I mean?
Basically, do it for your man. Don't do it for the vine.
Exactly.
So.
Don't do it for the vine.
I'm going to need y'all to pull yourself together and stop it. Stop the madness. But dudes be doing the same fucking thing.
Trust and believe, the only niggas that are paying attention to that is the niggas that you don't want, that you're crying about. Them ancient niggas are the ones commenting on that bullshit that you're posting. Them ancient niggas that you hate are the ones that are commenting. So, this morning, you're going to end up with that nigga that you hate.
The flip side to it, chicks, they'll put pictures out there like that, and it's going to attract a certain type of dude. So, when they meet a dude off the social media or whatever, and all that dude wants to do is fuck, like, you can't be mad at that because that's what you put out there. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of dudes you're going to attract.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
Right. See, I put ugly pictures of me, and then I got semi-pretty pictures of me, and then I got the glamorous pictures of me. That's why I put all three different pictures.
Then you got your donut pictures where you got no neck.
Fuck you. Shut up. Anyway, when you're talking about donuts. Matter of fact, where are my donuts? Anyways.
Exactly.
But see, I'm real with mine, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to be real. But my thing is, I'm not going to put myself out there looking like a dummy and saying, oh, and wonder why all these dudes want to fucking come talk to me, you know, because, you know, my ass is hanging out and all this other stuff. That's why I walk around in sweats looking like I rolled out of bed all day long and looking like a hot shit mess, just hoping people don't fucking look at me and talk to me. But somehow they still talk to me. You know, a real person is going to want to get to know you, period, instead of acting all thirsty. But Crush, your ass is thirsty. Your ass is dehydrated. You need gallons of water.
How the fuck am I thirsty? Please tell me how.
Nile, what is it? The fucking, you need a lake. Please tell me how I'm thirsty.
Please tell me.
Don't make me pull up my shows and have you listen to them.
That ain't thirsty. That's just being a flirt.
You sound real stupid right now. You know that?
That's not thirsty. That's being a flirt.
Choke on your spit right now. That's what you need to do. Choke on that. That's a whole other story.
But, all right, little Amazon. Sometimes a little Amazon gets too far and she has to be muted. But, yeah, we're about to get into another music break. Shout out to D-Day and everything coming through. Yo, D-Day, throw out your links where people know where they can find you at and everything so they can link up with you.
Now, y'all hit me up on my website, DJ504. My Twitter is DJ504. And my Instagram is DJZG. Y'all follow me. I'm going to follow y'all back.
No doubt, no doubt. And I'm going to shoot you that link so you can send more music too, all right?
All right, big dog. Thank you.
All right, no doubt, no doubt. Yeah, that's how we doing it right now. We building
relationships. We building the team. We building the family. You know what I mean? That's how we doing it. We support artists that are on their grind and everything and humble about their shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to D-Day, man. Because really, y'all know that track is hard. Every time the show starts, you know what I mean? Turn up views. But yeah, we're going to get into some more music. We're going to get into my baby Shay Star and everything. I'm going to bring this girl out of retirement for one track. I'm going to do it. Trust and believe. I'm going to do it. Somehow, some way, I'm going to do it. Because I need her on a track before I die. I need her on a track. I'm going to get into, I'm going to play my favorite Shay Star. Amazing. You know what I mean? Y'all rocking with the show. Snatch the blow. Lay out.
Yeah. What can I say? you're not used to a girl like me. Cause baby, I'm the realest, never artificial. But I don't have to tell you, if you pay attention, baby, you'll see that. Yeah, I'm a rare one, we gotta do it my way. I'm a little different, but I can show you something. Put you up on game, it won't cost you nothing. Chance of a lifetime, why would you wanna pass up? I knew you would. Wait. Hold on. Yeah. Right there.
Back in the motherfucking building, back on the motherfucking ground. Y'all know where the fuck it is. I'm your host with the most crusty catalyst, the Mr. Asshole. Mr. I can't believe he said that shit, but I said that shit, you know what I mean? We back with the little Amazon crusty, Carter Blue. The little
uh-huh.
Amazon.
Very funny.
I'm
chilling today. I'm not so angry. I said I'm not so angry today. That's only on Thursdays.
Why you hate all men on Thursdays?
Sometimes. I don't hate all men. Just the ones that act so stupid. Oh, that shit irritates the fuck out of me.
Anyway, so Carter, what's first on your list of what of thirsty shit that you witnessed?
My biggest thing is how you approach me. If you approach me, like, first of all, in order to talk to Carter, to keep Carter Blue's attention, you better be talking to me like a woman, not no fucking hoe. Like, you just want a fucking fam bam thinking man. Fuck you. And then the other thing that bothers me, first of all, here's another thing that irritates me. If you gonna talk, like I said, if you gonna talk to Carter Blue, don't be hollering at me from across the fucking parking lot and then get mad when I keep walking and don't say shit to you, acting like I don't notice you, and then want to say fuck you, you a bitch. No.
Yo,
fuck
that
me.
Could be the funniest shit ever.
That shit irritates the fuck
ever.
Out of me. And you lucky I didn't throw no fucking shit at your dumb ass. That's that
be like, yo,
shit
what
right
up, mom? You looking sexy and everything, vice, vice, da, da, da. Well, fuck you, bitch. That's when you ugly.
Right? Like, what
yo,
the fuck out of you with that shit? Like, yo, looking like a fucking crackhead and shit. Oh, God, no. Oh, nope. I'm good. I can't stand that shit. That shit's so fucking irritating. Like, I'm tired. I see that shit happen all the time. All the fucking time. And it's all how you talk, like, with me. You better fucking talk to me like you got some goddamn sense. If not, I'm not going to pay you no fucking mind. I'm going to treat you exactly how you talk to me. You talk to me reckless, I got some for that ass. I may play stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I may play stupid, but I got some for you. How you talk to me is how I'm going to talk to you, or how I'm going to treat you. Period. You know, and that, and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, crush. That's like a woman coming up to you and saying, hey, crush, I just want to fuck you. I just need 5 minutes of your goddamn time. No kissing, no fucking hugging, no whatever type shit. You know what I'm saying? And then that's it.
That actually has happened. It hasn't been as blunt as that, but.
Well, you know what
I
mean.
I kind of knew that's what she wanted. Like, she pretty much said that, but didn't say that.
Right. Right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, that's what I don't get. Like, okay, well, I mean, it's one thing to be blunt about what you want, but that's what, here's the thing about women. Some of these women go for anything. Like, oh,
yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you wonder why you sound and why all these, you keep attracting all these dummies. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
That leads me to my next thing. Like, all right, I say this is like the thirstiest thing like ever you could be. Men crush Mondays and women crush Wednesdays. This by far has to be the thirstiest shit I ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, I can admit, one time I put up a status once. I was like, yo, is it me or does it mean Women Crush Wednesday seem the thirstiest shit in the world? And then I had a conversation with somebody and everything. They gave me their views and points about it and everything. This and third. So I was like, oh, okay, this and third. So a couple weeks later, which was like 2 weeks ago, I posted something. And this, I felt like I was literally dying of dehydration.
Oh, wow.
I literally felt like at that point, I felt like, okay, I'm thirsty. Because that shit, like it just, I'm sorry, I'm a real ass nigga and everything. I can admit when I do wrong and everything, but and that shit was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just don't feel, like, it really just don't feel right. Oh, I like these girls. I'm going to post their picture on Instagram. The fuck does that mean? Like, or, oh, my God, this dude is so cute. So I'm going to post this picture on Instagram and hope you talk to me. That shit sounds like.
But, see, people do petty shit like that, though. You know what I mean? Like,
it just irked. Like, I was like, yo, I feel so. Yo, I felt like my whole core of myself was fucked up. But the WCW that I posted is a homegirl of mine, so
mm-hmm.
It was whatever, everything. So,
mm-hmm.
But still, it was like, what the fuck? What?
Right.
Yeah, never again. Never the fuck again.
My thing is, like, if you, okay, like, for me, my own opinion, this is just me, ladies, I feel if you're in a relationship, that's the only person, and that's a good relationship. Fellas, if you're in a good relationship, a great one, with a woman, whatever, blah, blah, that's the only person you should be thirsting for. That's the only person you should be, that should quench your thirst. Is all I'm saying. Not these raggedy assholes. Not these fucking pigeons. Fucking
you,
mud
you
ducks.
You want to know how we can stop Women Crush Wednesdays and Men Crush Mondays?
How?
Okay, you can still post the person that you're crushing on. But You have to post your baby dad. You got to post your baby dad, your baby mom, or the nigga that you fucking. If they had to, if these motherfuckers had to do that shit, a lot of them wouldn't post a motherfucking thing, because they crushes don't and the people they fucking shit don't add up.
Right. But, I mean, it's okay to have, like, a crush on somebody. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to the extreme
a crush is something, like, look, this is how I define a crush. A crush is somebody that you're liking, you digging and everything. Now, mind you, I don't think you can have a crush on somebody that you don't fucking know.
I mean, you can.
That's obsession. That's obsession.
You can still have a crush on somebody. You know what I'm saying? You can still have a crush on somebody and not know
lusting.
Them based off of their
that's
look.
That's lusting or obsessing. That's lusting or obsessing. If you don't know that person,
no, obsession is when you're going overboard.
You're going off of visuals alone. So that's lusting.
Obsession? Okay, but obsession is where you're like fucking following them, the stalker status, the creepy shit, like following them outside their house.
Most of these thirsty niggas would do it if they knew where some of these chicks live.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure half doesn't fucking follow their ass to their crib.
You see this type of shit, people, right? Like, I'm like,
that's what I'm saying. Yo, crush, that should be fucking creepy as hell. I'm like, oh my god, like really? Like,
but it's crazy, but because it ain't just the niggas, though. It be females doing this shit, too. That's what...
Yeah.
That's the weird thing.
Honestly, I'm not even going to lie. I'm not even going to front. You know, I didn't have, like, a couple. And, okay, I'm going to just say this. Carter Blue is straight, and I'm going to die straight, okay? Now, I'm going to say that.
Well,
I don't know.
Like,
fuck you, crush. All I'm gonna say shut up. All I'm gonna say is I don't know how Carter Blue keeps attracting all these lesbians. I think they're just because they're streetwalkers and they're all cracked up and all this other weird shit. But I didn't have some of them. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, yo, ma, I want to such and such and be with you. Bitch, if you don't get your raggedy ass away from me looking like a fucking mud duck, get the fuck away from me. Like, they'll literally follow me. And that's, like, some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? I can't even go to the fucking store. That's why I stay my ass in the house and do what the fuck I do. And watch some Disney Channel. That's all I'm saying. But it's creepy, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, and to be honest, like, it's worse for a woman than it is, you know, it, to me, in my own opinion, like, it's easier, much easier for a man than it is for a woman. That's all I'm going to say, in my own opinion. Because men can be like, you know what I'm saying? Men can be like, oh, it is what it is, whatever, whatever, and not think about it. And, you know, and if a motherfucker walked up to them, I was like, ah, bitch, what's you? You ain't none. And
you know
the same thing for a woman,
but you know what? We got a heart, too.
I'm not saying you guys don't. Yeah, of course.
But that goes back to my thing. Like, people are like this. This is the thing. Like, thirsty niggas made it hard for real niggas. Because it's like we can't even say a chick is pretty no more without looking thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
It's really that bad. Like, it's really that bad. Like, that's all I can say. It's really that bad. Like, you can't even say, like, yo, you're pretty without you looking thirsty. Because it's a whole bunch of comments of niggas like, oh, damn, I lick your pussy and everything. Let me suck on your tits. All this crazy shit. Like, dude, like, y'all niggas is horrible.
Right.
Like,
Yeah, and that's a like I said, a lot of these women give a lot of these good women out here fucking a bad rep, making us sound like a bunch of hoes, you know what I'm saying? When in actuality, a lot of women, you know, we do.
Thirsty is making good dudes look bad.
Right. And that's the sad part, you know. Like I said, there are good men. Shout out to all the good men out there. I know there's a very handful of you guys out there. But like I said before, I think it was on my show, it takes a brave person to break down that thirsty person to fulfill whatever it is. Nine times out of ten, the reason why they act so damn thirsty is because they're lacking something intimately. And that's what the fuck they're craving. So what they do is take it out on whether it's fucking everybody, whether they're looking for something that they can't fulfill in one person. You know what I'm saying? So that's why they fuck everybody in the fucking, you know, they fucking it, everybody. Or they'll drink. They'll be drugged out or whatever the fucking case is. That's why people act like that a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So that's
true,
my thing.
True.
You know, so you have to, that's why I say you have to get to know the person intimately. Now, a lot of people will put up that wall, but it has to take a brave person to stick around and to want to help that person get through whatever intimate issues they're having. And it don't even have to be a sexual issue. You know what I'm saying? It could be like, you know, some traumatizing, you know, I feel unloved or fucking nobody was there for me. So that's why they fuck everything. And they're so like in their minds, they don't want to be alone. So that's why they fucking everything. And that's why they look so damn thirsty. You know, you have to analyze shit like that. But a lot of people don't do that. They be like, oh, my God, blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, all they want to do is fuck. Ugh. It's a lot of reasons. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of people don't take the time out to analyze shit like that. But, like, I know Crush, I know you. You have a good heart. You're a great person. You know, even though I call you, you know, you are thirsty a lot of times. It's only out of love, you know what I'm saying? But I know you're a good-hearted person. So if anybody's lucky enough to keep my homeboy Crush, don't get fucked up. That's all I'm saying. Don't get fucked up. Don't fuck him over. I'm going to fuck you up. Yeah. Anywho, sorry, off topic. But yeah, all I'm saying is that, like, you know, a lot of people just don't see it like that. They don't. And that's real. That's being really real. A lot of people they do shit just because how they just to get a reaction out of people. Cause they don't know how to deal with certain things. They think running from the problem is gonna solve the issue when actuality, 9 times out of 10 it doesn't. Crush, you there? Well,
we about to get to another music, you know what I mean? Yeah, I know what I'm playing. Three
you okay over there?
Yeah.
No, you got all extra quiet and shit?
I was listening to you.
Say what?
Because I was listening to you, genius.
Oh. No, okay. My bad.
It's okay. Go eat your donuts.
Well, I haven't started yet. Leave me alone.
Go eat your donuts. Go ahead. Go eat your donuts.
Anyway. No, so you can sit there and talk about me and my donuts?
Ooh. I'm going to talk about you and your donuts anyway.
What you mean?
Hey. That's only between me, you, and Girl Talk Thursday.
We didn't talk about it four times over here. It's over here, too. So, sorry.
Okay,
anyway.
Next to blow and blast your thoughts.
Yeah. And smooth to do.
Oh, yeah, smooth to do. There you go.
Bye.
Oh, yeah,
bye,
shout
Brian
out to Smooth. We coming back
bye,
on
Brian
Monday. Damn, everybody knows, huh? I forgot about that.
Yeah, everybody knows you're fat.
I got something all right. Yeah, me and my donuts, we're attached to the hips.
And you're proud of that.
It'll be good going down.
That was too easy. I'm going to just leave it alone.
Yeah,
anyway, we're going to get to this music break. Shout out to the nigga Sheed, Free Sheed and everything. Yana B, going too long. You rocking on the show. It's Next to Blow. Lay out.
Going for too long. To be alone doesn't mean that you're alone. And just because he's gone doesn't really mean he's gone. It's just a thought that's in your head, it's just a feeling in your heart. When you're in love, separation doesn't mean that you're apart. Going for too long. Is he gone for too long? For too long is he gone? Are your doubts, insecurities? I'm just trying to put you on. Put you on the love of love. When you love, it loves you back. But if you blame the one who's wrong, I bet the mirror starts to crack. If you blame the one who's right, that might make him do his wrong. And you could be the reason why your man is going for long. That man you claim you love, that love you push away. Now the going means going for good, good for going like every day. Is it worth heartache and pain, worth pain that aches your heart? Or because what made it end came from what you tried to start? Are you the one to blame? Maybe that's something you should ask. Because love is not a fault, fault for love is not a task. It's only right to put you on. It's only right to make you see. Because the love you think we lost is the loss you took with me. I'm only gone for like half of the day, but you know just how I feel, what you want me to say. I tell you everything a woman wants to hear, but I never do the things that a woman always fear. I mean my past ain't the best you ever seen, but the future I can promise is the best you'll ever dream. You just gotta trust, show a little faith, stop being insecure, start to feel a little safer. You ain't the only one that heart been broke. Maybe tears is the reason why my heart don't soak. I done been where you been at. I know just how I feel. I know just how the scars burn. Wounds never heal. But the thing you gotta recognize with me, pain plus pain equals always meant to be. So that love that you thinking that we lost, maybe it's a problem, but it's easier to solve.
When you leave, you're gone for too long.
What a man's supposed to do, protect and still provide, cause I love only you. But don't ever for a second think you don't got my heart. I've been trying to build a home, laying bricks from the start. It just take a little time to complete, but them home wreckers never get the chance to compete. You like a Bonnie and I'm something like a Clyde. If they told you something other than the truth, then they lied. They say you don't know what you got until it's gone, and you never feel that pain and that muscle till it's torn. I know at times you might feel like I don't care, but my occupation is the only reason I ain't there. There's things I tell you I really can't express. As a man, it'd be difficult to get it off my chest. Maybe that's the reason why you think I'm wrong. So I guess I gotta let you understand me through this song.
When you leave, you're gone for too long. I hate that we never get to spend.
Take a second just to think. I never said I was perfect, baby, my shit stink. But that don't mean I'ma always settle for the blame. You be trying to spark a fight, you just looking for a flame. You say I'm gone, but I'm really about to leave. All this time that I done put in, that's the shit I can't believe. I guess dealing with love sometimes brings a loss. So I gotta pay the price, now I'm paying what it costs.
It's something small, but it's something I don't need. Like everything my fault, bullshit you try feed is cool. Cause I finally understood what it was. That's what happens when the insecure bee lose they buzz. Through it all, I still love you. I'm just being me. Something you ignore, something that you wouldn't see. It was good while it lasted, then it finally dawned that you the main reason why a nigga really gone.
When you leave, you're gone for too long. I hate that we never get to spend any time together anymore. It feels like we lost what we had before.
I just don't understand where we went wrong. Guitar. I mean, let's go.
day in and day out. Save each other poison, like what's that about? Like we ain't searching for an antidote, though we should. Feeding for each other, and it feels so damn good. I love the way she look at me, she love the way I touch her. Sex so good, but she hate to say I fuck her, because more than that, it's the natural high fat. Matter of fact, stronger. Something we can't explain yet. She got trust issues, me too, I understand. But me and you can't be each other's helping hand. As your man, and you're my girl, and my arms, we can be in a whole different world, like Dwayne and Whitley. Nobody saw it coming. Complicated situation, you don't see me running, but here I stand, right by you. So tell me, ma, what you trying to do? Cause it's fucked, so serious. The attraction got me curious. Your kiss got me delirious. I need you to be hearing this. It's fucked, so serious. The attraction got me curious. Your kiss got me delirious. I need you to be hearing this. Late night on the phone talking butter in my ear, saying she my bad girl, loving what I hear. She drive me crazy when she talk about playing with the cat, but how can I blame her? She a freak like that, getting so frisky, mad sexual tension. But when she bears her soul, she got my full attention. Cause on this route, without a doubt, shorty is gorgeous, inside and out, so caring. And that's what I yearn for. Everything about her make me wanna learn more. Cause the way she talks to me, I can't be mad at y'all. So being with for years don't seem bad at all. Something about her got me so open. Happiness, restless, going through the motions. But I rock with her because she rock with me. And we can do this, baby, so happily. Cause it's fucked, so serious. The attraction got me curious. Your kiss got me delirious. I need you to be hearing this. Cause it's fucked, so serious. The attraction got me curious. Your kiss got me delirious. I need you to be hearing this. Trips across land, travel overseas, show you things you never seen. Baby, you should be with me. This is where I stand. I wanna be your man. You should be my girl. We can take over the world, taking trips across land, travel overseas, show you things you never seen. Baby, you should be with me.
And we back. First song was Going Too Long, Sheed and Yana B and everything. Second song was Gotta Go by Miss Laney. And third song was Hearing This by Me. Yeah. Because that was, I make great. That's Curtis, you ever heard that
joint? Yeah. Heard what? Which one?
The last one.
No, I did. I like that one.
Did you ever hear it before? I could have sworn that you hear that one.
You ain't never gave it to me.
No. No. Okay. I thought I did, but okay. Yeah. But we got 8 minutes left in the show and everything. It's been fun. It's been real good. I mean, we learned some lessons about being thirsty and everything. I just need everybody. It's about to be a very hot summer, so I'm going to need everybody to keep water on them at all times so they won't go thirsty.
Keep them electrolytes up.
Gatorade, Powerade, vitamin water, they all work. Fiji, some Polish Spring. I mean, get that shit. You need the Acme and ShopRite waters, whatever you need, just take it, please.
Yeah.
Right.
Carter, get your shout outs. Let the people know where to find you at and all that good shit.
All right. Well, it's your girl, Carter Blue. You know, you can find me on Facebook and Twitter under Carter Blue, CarterBlue. You can send all MP3 music to Carter, CarterShyNon@gmail.com and get it played on Bless Your Thoughts Radio. I'm live every Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays, especially Thursdays with my girl Dawn Dutchess. You know, I just harass the boys on Monday with dope-ass music and Blast Your Thoughts. So come hang out with us Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. And also on Smooth the Dude Show, you know, we back live Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And pretty much, oh, yeah, X-Rated will be coming out real soon. You know, come support me. Shout out to my homegirl, Virginia Supernova Slim. Yeah, it's going to be a hot track.
I still don't believe it's a new one.
And I'm going to make y'all eat your motherfucking words. Then y'all going to be really dehydrated after I got to say what I got to say. So, with that being said,
I don't believe in her bars. I don't believe you need more people. Sorry. You know I always want to be in your corner about something, but I'm sorry, I don't believe in your bars.
Okay, that's all right. You going to believe me after this, I'm going to tell you that.
You're all entitled to prove me wrong, but right now, I don't believe in your bars. I'm sorry.
That's okay, because that's the whole
I can't see the bars. I've been trying. I'm not just another pretty face.
No, you know, not to sound like all extra big-headed, but I'm not just another pretty face. I am a multi-talented woman. Shout out to all the multi-talented women out there that got bars and yeah. And that be proving all these other people thinking we just supposed to stand here and look pretty. Now what?
Just saying.
And shout out to you, by the way. You know, great show tonight. And shout out to shout out to Dope Ass Music. Even though he talks so much shit about me, you know, you can find him at Dope Ass Music. I should say, no S's, no C's. But shout out to Dope Ass Music. Make sure you follow Blast Your Thoughts. Everything Blast Your Thoughts Radio. Everything Blast Your Thoughts. Dawn Dutchess, you know, shout out to you guys. Love my money team. And I'm out this bitch.
And y'all know me. It's the Cold War Chiller, Shadow Weed Gorilla. Krista Gallows, you can see me with the baddest chick. I'm going to get shot for the shit I say, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm going to stay in the groove so fucking smooth. Be aware of the most hated nigga in Delaware because I'm rocking with the show. It's next to blow. Let go. Y'all know me. You can't love nobody unless you love yourself and cherish yourself every day because you never know when you're going to be gone. You can find me everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Uber on Skype.
Damn,
any female that they talk about like that. C-R-U-S. B-A-C-A-T-A-L-Y-S-T. Y'all know what it is. And, of course, how we in every show is we going to play me. Duh. I mean, it's my show. So, y'all know what
breathe?
The fuck it
I
is.
I mean, can you breathe after all that shit? Like, I'm just saying.
Yes,
like,
I can breathe, but it's the time. See y'all.
Back burner, now it's showtime. Word around town, Chris got that ill will. Come like Tim Tack, yeah, nigga, it's time to kill. Oh, hey, okay, all my Usher shit is my way. Take my shit back like OJ, OJ. Be calm, don't respond, cause this boy is worse than Vietnam with that napalm. Okay, I'm back in the building, feeling so comfortable. Trending topic, you know, like a Twitter blast, and send
better. We start signing our checks. Back in my baggy, boy, y'all.